It's Tuesday, June 18, 2024.
We're looking for records, coming close to over 200 cities setting those records over the next 5 days.
Heat and wildfires explode in the U.S. and in Greece and in the Middle East.
Our standard water supply has been cut in half.
Calgary grapples with water crisis. Plus, major railway ordered to pay $400 million to Native American tribe for trespassing.
Good. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
You know what they'll say, though? The White House will point out that there's more production now than there's ever been before under this administration of domestic energy.
They point that out, but it's such a false headline because it should be much higher.
Oh, so it's higher under Biden than it is under Trump, but that's no good because it should be higher. Got it. Good luck with those veep stakes. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, this is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it seems like a Fox News anchor accidentally called out a fact there, confused everybody over at Fox. What do you got for us today?
Well, first, AP reports that health officials are urging people to make plans now to stay safe amid prolonged, dangerously high temperatures over coming days. 150 million people from the Midwest to the Northeast face a long-lasting extreme heat wave that the National Weather Service expects will set new records, including high overnight lows of more than 80 degrees. A new analysis by data firm Climate Central finds that extended extreme heat waves in the U.S. today are now at least 4 times more likely because of human-caused climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
And this is going to be a very big one from all accounts coming over the next few days, even weeks.
Yep. And it's fire weather in California, where officials say 15 fires started across the state since Saturday due to a combination of intense heat, high winds, low humidity, and unusually warm overnight temperatures. And the smoke is deadly. A new UCLA study, the first ever to analyze the effects of chronic smoke exposure, calculated that wildfire smoke killed more than 50,000 Californians between 2008 and 2018. Mm. That's because wildfire smoke contains particles tiny enough to enter the bloodstream when inhaled, increasing the risk of premature death from heart and lung disease. The study estimated the economic impacts of smoke exposure were as much as $450 billion over 10 years.
We got to get out of California. But where would we go?
Europe is also grappling with earlier than usual heat and fires.
Well, we can't go there.
Officials in Greece closed schools and ancient sites like the Acropolis in the afternoons amid the earliest heat wave ever recorded as a major wildfire rages west of Athens. In the Middle East, at least 14 Jordanian pilgrims have died of heat stroke while on the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia as temperatures hit 116 degrees. In Africa, violent riots have erupted in drought-stricken central Algeria over months of water shortages amid a deepening multi-year drought. In Canada, Calgary is in a water crisis, not from climate change, but failing infrastructure. Significant damage was found on the city's main water feeder pipe, cutting the city's water supply in half. Repairs could take at least a month. Calgary Mayor Jody Gondek has banned outdoor fires and stepped up conservation measures to fight an early, intense wildfire season.
Bad timing.
We are going to be in a prolonged period of needing to conserve water. Yesterday, your consumption hit an all-time low, and I cannot thank you enough for taking that call to action seriously.
Better news in France. A surge in cheap renewable energy has caused French nuclear power plants to power down. Hmm. Literally. Bloomberg News reports that last week in France, wholesale electricity prices turned negative thanks to robust output from cheaper solar and wind generation, pushing some French nuclear plants offline because they could not compete on price.
Excellent.
And finally, back here at home, In Washington state, a federal judge has ordered BNSF Railway to pay the Native American Swinomish tribe nearly $400 million for trespassing. The judge determined that BNSF deliberately violated a 1991 agreement, vastly increasing the number of rail cars shipping oil across the reservation's sensitive marine ecosystems, running 100 cars a day instead of just 25. The $400 million judgment is based on how much in profits BNSF made while trespassing.
That's Warren Buffett's train company, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Good. He's got $400 million to spare. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
People all over the world. Goodbye.